Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We need more cowbell.
Always.
There's no such thing as too much cowbell. Everybody knows that.
Guys.
Sam, can you play that clip again?
Oh, yeah. You want the whole clip?
Yes, I want the whole thing.
Hang on one
second. It is so funny. And if nothing, let us bring you some joy this afternoon.
Guys.
With Guys, more cowbell.
That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Guys.
Guys, explore the space.
Guys.
His cowbell playing's a little distracting.
By the way, if you get time later tonight, and we mentioned this yesterday on the program, go back and watch that video. It is Jimmy Fallon who is on the drums, and he cannot contain himself.
So good.
He is dying laughing during this entire skit, and the way that he tries to hide his laughing, I mean, he's the worst when it comes to not being able to contain himself during a good skit.
Not breaking.
You're right. I mean, Fallon breaks all the time, and so watch him in the background as he's trying not to break he's working the room. Use your space. Guys. All right. We are on to the top 5 hints that someone is lying to you.
Okay.
These are the lines.
Yep.
These are the lines that someone will start their sentence off with, and you know they're lying.
Oh, I thought you meant like they immediately look down to the left.
Nope.
That's the tell.
These are lines.
Some of them are deceitful strategies.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know that that's how I see it.
No.
I feel like that one's very honest.
What about this? No?
No.
You think I did what?
Nope. So far, you are 0 for 3. And by the way, I can only see 4 in here, Sam, but...
give me one as a hint.
I'll give you number 4.
Okay.
I never have? Mm-hmm.
That's a tell of a lie?
Saying you've never done something or you always do something is mm-hmm. the tell that it's about to be a lie or they're warming up to a lie.
Give me some more. I have no idea because I don't lie. I get stressed out. I'm the world's worst liar.
From number 3 is I always have.
So those are 2 in the same. Let me find the list for you.
Please do.
Number 2. To be honest...
If we're being honest.
Mm-hmm. That is number 2.
Okay.
And number one, they're getting ready to lie to you, as far as I can recall.
As far as I can recall, mm-hmm. Now you have to drag it out, especially if you're lying. Let me think.
So
as far, the longer you take to say the words, they are formulating what they're going to say next.
Deceitful strategy number four to watch out for is repeating the question verbatim.
Which means you need time to formulate your lie.
Yep. And then the last one, of course, is to deflect and evade.
So if you were to say to me, Sam, so where were you last night?
Where were you last night?
And I say, well, where was I last night? Well, I was. See, what I'm doing is I'm building in a little bit of cushion.
Yeah.
So I can prepare my lie because I don't have one ready to go.
The example given for deflect and evade. Did you go to the strip club last night?
Did I go to the strip club last night?
The answer being, you don't have anything better to do than wonder if I went to the strip club.
Or
Wait, hang on.
Right. You don't have anything. So you put it back on the person asking.
Exactly.
So you ask me a question and I'm going to lie my way out of it.
Did you go to the strip club last night?
Did I go to the strip club last night? Do you have nothing else to worry about than where I was last night?
Mm-hmm.
Give me another one.
Did you speed on the way into work?
Did I speed? Did you?
Did you?
Deflect and evade, baby.
By the way.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't speed.
One of my favorite stories of the day, and we love him. I'm not making fun. Trooper Ben got pulled over by a trooper today, look on his social media. It is hilarious.
Well, he shouldn't have been speeding.
Well, he was not speeding.
Was he drunk driving?
He did. No, God, no. He is such a rule follower. He's 10 and 2, baby. Do you know what he was doing?
It's supposed to be 9 and 3 now.
Failed barely to maintain a lane. He goes, I don't know. I wasn't on my phone. I don't know. But apparently I maneuvered outside the lane and back, and he thanked the trooper. And he goes, the trooper that came to my window was actually a trooper that I trained. He gave him a warning.
Would you say that he always veers out of the lane or never?
Well, would you say that you always stay in your lane?
That depends on your definition of lane.
You want to know if I stay in the lane?
I'm just asking. Do you always stay in your lane?
If I'm being honest, I always stay in the lane.
Well, as far as I can recall, I also always stay in the lane.
Mm.
My mom used to always say to me, I can tell when you're lying. Don't lie to me. She would say that. And just saying that, even if I wasn't lying, I'd be like, I'm not lying. I would not survive being questioned in a very serious crime about where were you at 8 o'clock last night? Because I will immediately just freak out because I don't ever remember anything.
Where were you at 8 o'clock last night?
I was home. Was anyone with you? We watched this new show last night, one episode of an 8-episode series. And there is a Q&A, and the case is in Britain, and they're asking him these questions. Was anyone with you at home? Your daughter, was she with you the whole time? Just that line of questioning, if you plugged me into some blood pressure machine, I would be off the chart.
It's called a lie detector.
Even though I was in bed, like, I'm the most innocent person in the world. Just that line of questioning will completely send me over the edge.
Wow, I'm the most innocent person in the world is deceitful line number six.
They don't make them more innocent than me.
Is it really?
No, it was only a list of five.
Okay. I would have no problem if I got hauled into a police station for something I didn't do. Now, if it's something I did do.
Oh, God.
If it's something that I did do, I would be a wreck. Like, but if I didn't do it, I will be defiant. And if they said, where were you last night at 8 o'clock?
But they think that you did. And so that line of questioning, can anyone else confirm your whereabouts other than the person you share a bed with?
My phone.
Yeah.
My phone will tell you that I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
I would be defiant. You have got the wrong man.
Everyone says that. Even if they do have the wrong man, everyone says you've got the wrong man.
Well, but in this case, if I didn't do it, you've got the wrong man.
But mm-hmm. That's what makes it so difficult for people who have been wrongly convicted, because they actually aren't the wrong. They really are the wrong guy.
Right.
And everybody else in jail is like, no, you got the wrong guy. Well, who do we believe?
No, really. I'm the guy saying the actual wrong guy.
913-586. 7798-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMVZ.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, the five lines that someone is about to lie to you. Sam, do you have number five?
I've got four and five.
Okay, go ahead with four and five.
So four and five are deceitful tactics. Four is repeating the question. Honey, where'd you go last night?
Where did I go last night? Where were you?
And then the fifth strategy is deflect and evade. So did you go to the strip club last night?
The
response being, you don't have anything better to do than wonder if I went to the strip club?
Mm. Do you know what will throw somebody off when you ask just a direct pointed question? What do you mean?
No, that says I'm guilty.
No, they will then what do you mean? What do I mean? I'm asking you, did you go to a strip club last night? What do you mean? I think that's another like,
oh,
why
no,
would
I think,
even
I
ask?
Think what do you mean is like, yep, guilty.
What do you mean is my favorite response to an insult. Somebody insults me to my face. I'm like, what do you mean by that? Yeah, break that one down for me.
I feel.
The number one line that someone is lying to you, as far as I can recall.
As far as I can recall. They're not saying yes or no.
What they're saying is I don't remember.
I don't really think that I can recall.
And I'm about to tell you a lie.
I think the facial cues are more telling than the verbal.
Tell me more about that.
Well, you've seen it. You've seen when people are lying on television and you know they're lying, they look down. I think it's to the left. Let me make sure it's not to the right.
913-586.
I believe it is the left.
7798 586-7798. Sherry in Leawood. Sherry, hello.
Hello to all of you. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Dana, I wanted to tell you that I'm the one who met you at a Christmas party. I was finally lucky enough to meet you in person.
Oh, wonderful. Hi again.
Wait, and I told you that I said, in my mind, we're best friends.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, this is like kind of a two-part thing. Yesterday, Jamie and her gang were talking about words, the phrases that nobody can stand, and then you're talking about the lies now. And I have one that I don't ever understand why people say this. They start off by saying, I'm not going to lie. And then they'll say, but I really like this, blah, blah, blah. You know, but you know, have you heard people say that?
Yeah, say, I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. You know, this is like the greatest thing ever. Like, why do they have to say, I'm not going to lie if they're not going to, you know, it has nothing to do with what they're talking about.
You know, this,
anyway.
You bring up a great point, Sherry, and there are a handful of lines that drive me crazy that people say. Number one, and then I'll get to what you just pointed out. I've always hated the phrase, well, for me personally.
Right.
Well, if it's for you, then it is personal.
Listen to this one.
Well, here's the one I hate the most. And I see this on TV, on the cable news channels all the time. Well, to be honest with you.
TBH, no, lie to me.
Yeah, TBH is a big one.
No, lie to me.
To be honest with you. No, lie. I want you to lie to me.
People who are lying tend to avoid using the words I or me when they are in the midst of a lie. Sometimes they speak about themselves in the third person to mentally distance themselves from the lie. Look at the mouth and eyes. Someone who is lying may cover their mouth or eyes with their hands, close them all together, sit on their hands. It's a physical reaction to the lie, okay? Also, watch the facial expressions like flared nostrils, lip biting, and rapid blinking.
Does it say anything about picking an imaginary chin hair?
No, that's just when I have anxiety.
Oh, okay, okay.
Which is also when I'm lying, which gives me anxiety. Oh, and speech tone. Cadence and intonation change, where you tend to go up higher when you're lying. What do you mean, where was I last night? What?
Strip club?
What? I don't even know what that is.
Neil in Gardner. Neil, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm a volunteer police chaplain with one of the local communities, and we had to take a polygraph to be approved as chaplain. And, of course, you fill out a questionnaire about things you've done, but I was nervous because, you know, when the question comes up, have you stolen something? Then you think back, did I answer this correctly on the questionnaire? And you get, I was nervous and I didn't have anything to hide. But Scott, maybe you'd do better than I would, but, it was kind of a nerve wracking experience.
Neil, I'm the same way when there's like drug dogs at the airport. They're like, do you have anything on you you shouldn't have? And I'm like, no, I mean, I don't think I have heroin. If they were asking me and I was actually hooked up to that box, Neil, even if they said, what's your address? I would be so stressed out.
Neil, you were applying to be a volunteer chaplain for a police department. Is that right?
Yes.
Or fire department?
Yes.
Police department. Okay.
Yes. Police.
Why do they need to know? I mean, I have stolen something in my life, but I was a little kid.
They don't really care about the individual acts. They just want it because you fill out the questionnaire ahead of time.
Yeah.
And so they just want to check your veracity. They're not really, they don't care what you've done as long as you say what you've done.
As long as you're honest about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's correct.
What else were you asked?
Oh gosh. If I've stolen, if I've been convicted of anything, if
have
I've,
you?
No. Well, to the best of my recollection, Scott.
As far as I can recall.
I love it.
But
Neil.
Yeah, I was nervous doing it, and I didn't have anything to hide.
I'll be darned.
Thank you for that. I had someone who went through that process in my life, okay?
Lie detector?
Yep, and with the lie detector. And they were told the same thing. We're going to give you this piece of paper. There's going to be a bunch of questions on it. Answer as honestly as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one of them, Scott. Here's a classic question that will trip people up. Have you ever smoked casually?
Yes.
But have you ever smoked marijuana?
Yes.
People on the paper will think, well, I mean, when I was maybe 14, I tried it. So I'm just going to say no. Then when they come to polygraph you, if your answer doesn't match and it shows deception, they don't care that you tried it when you were 14.
They care
that you're lying about it.
Right. I mean, I would be, if I ever got hooked up to a polygraph, and I never have, I would have no problem. I'm an open book.
Oh, I would freak out. We had someone call in and offer to do it for us.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions.
Okay, I want to do it because I'll show you how nervous I am, even though I don't have anything to hide.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
Yes.
Have you ever drank to excess?
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked marijuana? My God, if you don't know, woman.
As far as I can recall, the actual smoking of it.
She's lying.
Well,
she's
does
lying.
A gummy count? I tried a gummy once.
Have you ever done marijuana?
Yes.
Okay.
Stoner.
No, see, that's why I would fail, because I want to explain. Well, no, I don't think I ever smoked it. I don't like smoking. But I think, you know, had one of them chocolate pieces once, and I didn't like it.
How old were you when you had your first kiss?
Oh, God. Seventh grade.
And what was his name?
Don't remember.
You looked up into the left.
Liar. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Up into the left. Liar.
Yeah, you ask me things about Topeka, and I tend to be like, I don't want to go there.
No. You don't know what you did. When I said, what was his name, you looked away from me. You were lying.
I think it was Aaron.
You just looked up into the left again.
She just did it again.
It was 45 years ago.
What are you looking at over there?
I can tell you the name of the first person I ever kissed. She lives in Lawrence
now. It was either Curtis or Aaron. Okay. I truly do not remember.
First woman that I ever kissed was in Heidelberg, Germany, in the castle, on homecoming, ninth grade. She lives in Lawrence now. Her name is Terry Ferguson.
I want to do the...
Dana, yours is Curtis, by the way.
Practice. I think it might be. I want to do the...
Curtis what? Come on.
No, I'm not going to say this on the radio. I want to do the practice polygraph.
What was Curtis? I just told you the last name of the woman I first kissed, Terry Ferguson.
I don't know where he is, if he's even alive, if he listens.
Well,
I'm not
going
there.
Well, if he's not alive, it doesn't matter.
I will tell you, it was at Skate City on Gage Boulevard in Topeka.
Hello.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, on those little carpeted benches.
What was the song?
That I don't remember. Probably Foreigner or Survivor. I hate you.
What was the song? Do you remember?
No! Who remembers the song? No!
I remember Terry was sitting on my lap.
Oh, God.
In the castle. I had never kissed anybody in my life.
Stop. This stresses me. This whole conversation stresses me out.
Stop looking down.
I can't. I think I look up.
Do you want to skate with me?
No, I don't. I want to go to break. It's 3:30.
Was this the song?
Yes, it was the song. It was Penny Lover.
Why are you looking away?
It might have been the limbo. I was 14.
There's something very eye-catching in the top left corner of that room, Scott.
When we get back, I'm going on another game show. I'm going to tell you that when we get back. It's a true story.
Was it this song?
Oh, Curtis. The way you skate just gets me.
The skating rink actually came up the other day because there's a Skate City down the street here.
Yeah, right in Shawnee.
And there's always cars there. And we were driving by, and I said to Johnny, do people still do that?
Yes.
Right? And
I took the girls there all the time.
And are there still referees wearing the black and white striped shirts with the
We went
whistle?
Pretty often growing up, yeah.
Okay.
You and Johnny should go tonight.
No. I do not need a broken ankle and or wrist.
Request Almost Paradise by Mike Reno and Ann Wilson.
I would almost do that just because it would be hilarious. You know the person would be like, what?
So I would take the girls to Skate City when they were younger.
Yeah.
And we would skate. And I hadn't skated since I was like 13 years old.
Are you all right at it?
I'm still okay, yeah. I didn't break an ankle. What do you mean, well?
How old were the girls when you were taking them?
Like 8 or 9, 10? Yeah,
been a few years. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
we should do
beyond
it.
That,
we should go.
Beyond that, it's a little weird to go.
Let's
right?
do the limbo.
I wasn't there scouting out chicks.
You know, that's how my mother broke her kneecap. When I was 11 or 12, we all went as a family to skate. She landed directly on her kneecap. Never been the same since, ask her.
Really?
That is a painful injury. Yep.
Huh. And what was Curtis's last name? Have we figured that out yet?
I'm not going to have this discussion with you.
What? Here, let me look him up.
I have not even thought about
is
that name.
Is it Curtis with a C?
I think so.
Okay, what was his last
Scott,
name?
I am 51 years old.
We're well aware.
Minus 14 years.
Okay, so that would be 37.
You want me to remember 37 years ago mm-hmm. what his last name is and what song was playing at the time? No.
Well, I don't dispute that you don't know the song that was playing at the time. When you tell me you don't remember his last name, you're lying.
And not going to tell you. You just finally admit the answer to the first question, which was how old were you when you had your first kiss, which you had yet to answer.
I was in middle school. I don't remember. It was either 7th grade, 8th grade, or 9th grade.
Is it Smith?
No.
Johnson?
No. I'm not discussing this.
What are you just going down the list of most common last names?
Stop it. I hate you. Jones? I'm already in a bad mood.
White? Why are you in a bad mood?
I don't know. I've been stressed out for like 2 days. I just have been.
Talk to me, Goose. What's going on?
I just am. In fact, right before we came on the air, I texted Johnny and I go, I need a vacation from this day. I don't like this day. I don't even know why. I'm just like angsty. I don't know. And
then is everything, like, is everything
name right? The name of the boy at the skating center. You know, I hate that entire era of my life. I will never talk about it.
Why?
I don't know. I just do. Although we're going to go there.
Let me be your psychiatrist.
No, we are going to go there.
We are going to go where?
We are going to get in a car. It hasn't happened yet, but it's happening. And we are going to go and we're going to do the tour. I'm taking him on the tour.
Whoa.
Because he thinks it will be cathartic.
I agree with him. I agree with him.
To those spaces.
Did Curtis go to school with you?
Yes.
What was the name of that school?
I'm
going to find Curtis.
No, you're not. I'm not discussing
this. What was the name of the middle school?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not talking about this.
I'll find it.
Find out what the feeder middle school to Seaman High School was.
We are going to go back to that town. I was talking to Carrie about it the other day. We're actually going to do it. Probably in the next couple weeks.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I had a conversation with T not too long ago. And I was remembering the time where you really stuck it to me. And I don't know if you remember this. Stop pinching your chin. There's no hair there. You're not anxious.
The hell I'm not.
I said to you one time, and this was the greatest comeback in the history of comebacks.
Yeah.
And this was probably like, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. And I said to you, I said, if I'm just being honest, you're always running from that 8-year-old girl on the wrong side of the tracks in Topeka.
Oh, 1,000%. I've gone to therapy. You know this, Scott. I've talked about it on the air. There's just no explaining it, or I wish I could say, because I've done all the therapy and I understand what that is, like I can just let it go. But I can't, like, and I remember once being at a swim meet with Carrie. And I said, you know, could we just, like, drive over there? And my blood pressure went through the roof. Like,
why?
I was stressed out. I was sweating.
What is it?
Nothing happened there. Like, I've actually thought, am I suppressing something? I'm telling you, nothing did. I just hated that. I hated middle school.
Was it Robinson Middle School?
Hated it.
Sounds good.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Was it Robinson?
Hated it.
Was it Robinson?
No.
Okay, keep digging.
Why do you care?
Jardine?
Jardine. Why do you care? Like, why? I want to know why you care.
Because you do.
I don't care. I'd just rather not talk about it.
Because I want to know you.
You do know. You know me better than almost anyone knows me.
Probably better than anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know Curtis's last name.
I'm not going to tell you that. I hate you right now.
But anyway, back to my point. You had the greatest comeback, and it was true. It was true. I ended up going through years of therapy. I'm still going through it. But I've gotten past it. But I said to you like 8-9 years ago, I said, you're always running from that 8-year-old who grew up by the tracks in North Topeka. And you looked at me, didn't miss a beat, and you go, and you're always running from your father.
Oh, yeah. It was East Topeka, by the way. It was not North Topeka.
Whatever. Nobody cares. But anyway, you were right. And I ended up going to therapy to get over the death of my father.
Yeah.
And I did. And now I don't feel guilty for what I had to do.
Mine comes in like I won't think about it for months and months and months. And then something, I'll think about it, and I'll just be like, bah.
See, I loved middle school. I loved high school.
Ugh.
Those were great years
now,
for me.
Now, if I had to rank it, high school was better for me than middle school. No, and you're certainly better than elementary school.
Here, I'm gonna put this in order for you.
Yeah.
College.
Best.
Number one. Number one.
Yeah.
High school, number two. Middle school, three. Elementary school, deep down in the bottom four.
100%.
Yep.
100%.
Curtis's last name was what?
I hate you.
Was he a good kisser?
No, that first one is just gross.
It's awkward because you don't know how far to go in.
And then I kept thinking like, what? Oh my God, I'm in trouble.
Well, you don't.
Because you remember your mom and dad would pick you up after that. And my mom, I think at the time was like, they would just dump us off, right. You know, hope you don't run into a sex offender. And, you know, then we're there and you get picked up by your mom and dad. I remember getting in the car and she was like, how was it? I'm like, fine. Everything was fine. Nothing happened. I don't want to talk about it.
She could not stop looking up into the left.
No, I'm serious. I mean, on that first kiss, and parents, if you got little kids in the car, turn down for about 20 seconds and then we'll be done.
No one knows what they're doing.
You, that's exactly right. You don't know if you're supposed to like tickle the tongue,
okay.
Or if you're supposed to like jab it in there.
Know, I'm good. I don't need to hear that either.
What are we, fencing? No. Point.
Did you just say point?
Yep.
Be careful what you wish for. You may just get it. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's owner is announcing today that the paper will be shutting down in a few months, citing financial losses. Block Communications announcing it will cease publication on May 3rd. The paper is printed only on Thursdays and Sundays now. And says on its website, the average paid circulation is 83,000 in a town of well over 2 million, by the way.
It makes me sick.
It really is. I know that there are a lot of you out there who say, you know, good riddance, you know, liberal media, blah, blah, blah. The local paper is the last vestige between
of accountability.
Exactly right. And a border between public corruption. And when you wish that the paper goes away, the Red Star, oh God, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to throw up.
You're the only one who says that.
No, I'm not. people on the good riddance to the Red Star.
Okay.
The day that the Kansas City Star goes under, God forbid that day ever comes, is a black eye on this city. I promise you that. The one thing that you don't want is local, objective media to go away.
No matter your political bend, because
correct.
The media is there to keep both in check.
That is
not
correct.
To the extent we used to be able to, because the staffs have all gone away. Money is shrinking. They can't figure out how to monetize the paper. But you have to have somebody checking the books, right?
Yes.
All right. Listen to this case.
By the way, your dad is now sending us names.
Oh, my God. We have a case out of Whiteman Air Force Base and a man arrested who very well may be a ne'er-do-well. I don't know what he was doing there. I did not realize you can't just pull out your cell phone and take a photo if you see like a B-2 bomber landing.
Highly frowned upon if you're outside of a base. Yes.
So there is a man in a lot of trouble. Is it fenced, Scott, I assume?
Yes.
Every base is fenced.
Okay.
And you're specifically going to get in a lot of trouble if you are a foreign national taking pictures of a military base.
But they wouldn't have known that at the time when they stopped him, right? They wouldn't have known he was a foreign national at the time. Here's the story. Because I didn't know this. Not that I would ever be somewhere taking photos of a military base, but holy hell, I won't now. A Chinese man has been charged in federal court with taking photographs outside of Whiteman Air Force Base.
That's a big no-no.
35-year-old Quinn Wu is charged with one count of taking photographs of a vital military installation and military equipment without authorization. He was taking photos, I think on his cell phone, from outside the base.
Mm-hmm.
Someone called and said there's a minivan with Massachusetts license plates outside of the fence. Base policemen were dispatched there.
MPs.
They found this guy who said, I'm there to look at the B-2 Spirit aircraft. Okay? The next day, he came back and was out at the perimeter taking photos again. He admitted it. He said, look, here's my phone. I'm taking photos of this aircraft. There were 18 images on his phone.
There are images online.
That's what I'm going to ask you. Frowned upon, I understand, because they're probably going to go, why are you taking pictures? I don't know. My kid likes planes. I don't know why I'm taking pictures. You can find that stuff online, so why do they care if you're taking pictures of what you can find online?
Because what is he really taking a picture of?
I don't know.
Is he really taking a picture of B-2 bombers, or is he taking a picture of the front gate?
Okay, they which you would also be able to find pictures, online.
They say he had pictures of the fencing,
okay.
The gate, and other military equipment.
Mm-hmm. Which you could observe from the naked eye, Dan, driving by it, right? I'm just asking.
The military, Dan, you know this as well as anybody, being the only member of the show that's been in the service. The military frowns upon you taking pictures of their front gates for reasons that are obvious.
Yeah, okay. I'm not saying not. I'm just saying I did not realize. Let's say you're going sightseeing with the Girl Scout and you're like, look, let's swing by Whiteman. If one of them pulls out a phone and takes a photo,
I would say no.
You could be arrested for. I just didn't know.
For example, I can still see the front gate of Fort Leavenworth in my mind's eye. I've never taken a picture of Fort Leavenworth's front gate because I know it's illegal.
Now, of course, there's more context to this.
He is a Chinese national.
Who entered the country illegally in 2023 and was released on his own recognizance because there wasn't any room. And he admitted, according to the U.S. attorney, he admitted to taking photos and video of other Air Force bases. Mm-hmm.
Not okay. I'm saying that's not okay, Dan.
Well, and the text line is also focusing on the idea that you can just go and look at these things with the naked eye. Looking at them is totally different than documenting and potentially, I think this is what
everyone has a cell phone, sending it back
to the Chinese government.
What I'm saying is everyone has a cell phone. You don't think the Chinese government has satellite imaging of what some of our bases look like?
Then why does he need to be there?
I will say this. The fact that he returned the next day to photograph this plane again or whatever.
It's a problem.
Even he's either extremely stupid or really wasn't trying to do anything wrong. Why would you go back after officers first flagged you on Monday? Why would you go back on Tuesday?
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah, a Chinese national accused of filming or taking photographs of the front of Whiteman Air Force Base. That is a huge no-no, by the way. I think most normal, logical thinking people know that.
I would have no idea. None. And I've been on military bases. For media day, they would call us out. For deployments, they would call us out. If you had said to me, you can't take a wide shot on your cell phone looking into the... I would have had no idea. Now, is this a very, very, very bad man and or a very, very, very stupid man?
Stupid,
I would say
for sure.
Yes. You know, it almost makes him seem less guilty to me that he came back the next day to photograph more after police had stopped him and said, hey, get out of here. If you were truly a spy, you suck at being a spy, sir.
See, I would argue the exact opposite. The fact that he showed up again the following day after being told, hey, you can't do this, tells me that he's not only stupid, but borderline criminal.
He's trying to fulfill the assignment. We don't know
correct.
That.
Correct.
But
I think
from the text
probably
line,
got a screw loose, honestly.
One major issue might be documenting tail numbers.
Oh, like to see who's going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not saying any of those things are good. Do not misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just saying in this day of technology, I don't know that you need a crazy person standing outside with a cell phone, you know,
to have something bad happen.
I just think, we have satellites and spies and all kinds of like things up in the.
Well, like for example, when I lived in Heidelberg, which was in the mid 80s, which was the U.S. Army's headquarters for all of Europe.
Yeah.
For all of Europe. So Heidelberg was the headquarters, right? So if you were in Stuttgart or Frankfurt or, you know, Wiesbaden, wherever, it didn't matter. The headquarters, the big guy was in Heidelberg. He was a four-star general. My guess is that that four-star general, and I don't even know where he lived, there were seven different bases in Heidelberg. It was almost like Little America in a German town. My guess is that that four-star general rarely left the base for reasons that are obvious. He probably didn't go eat on the economy. He probably had food served to him in his residence. Because he was a target. And so everybody going into Whiteman is potentially a target. They're pilots or commanders, admirals.
This is the official statement. Federal prosecutors say the suspect took images of sensitive military infrastructure at Whiteman, home to the B-2. Well...
the most sensitive military equipment we have.
Then why can you see it from the naked eye if it's that sensitive? Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here because I did not know this.
But again, seeing it and taking pictures are two totally different things.
Let's go to Joshua on line one. Hello, Joshua.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well.
Good, good. Number one, Dana, I adore you. Thank you for doing what you do. You bring so much joy, so thank you.
So I
was telling the gentleman earlier that, so we actually live southwest of the base. So we're actually in the direct flight path. Whenever they take off and bank, they go right over our home.
Yeah.
We see them all the time. I was curious though, when you're saying like, oh, he might be taking pictures of the gate. So the gate is right off of 23 highway. There's really nothing over there by it. There's really no way to see the flight line or anything. On the south side though, D highway goes directly like on it almost. And the B-2 will take off directly over that highway. You'll see people pulled over on the side of the road at any given time whenever they're seeing the B-2 come and go because they're
watching
to take photos. So it does happen. I'm wondering if there was something more because all the time, I've even stopped and taken photos before because it is cool. And like, you know, my kids will call it out, the plane. I'm like, okay, calm down, tattoo. But it's just...
I love the reference.
It's around all the time. I mean, if you're down here, you see it every day. You know, we've actually been, like you were talking about the media days. So I was a chairman for the Chamber of Commerce down here, and they, you know, you get invited on base to actually do the whole tour, and they take you directly to the B-2. We got up in the cockpit. It's incredible. Now, we obviously weren't taking photos with our cell phones, but they take a photo for you right there in front of it.
Okay, I'm going to read this one sentence, and I don't know that we're going to carry this over. It is worth noting that in the United States, photographing military installations from public land is generally lawful and protected, and by itself does not constitute a crime. To his point, plane spotting and photography is a long established and largely accepted practice. In this case, this guy raised red flags because they asked him to leave and he came back.
All right, news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in exactly 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.